Welcome to Charlie Jane Speakers Radio. This is the show where we share speaking tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your public speaking business. Our goal at Charlie Jane is to get you, the speaker, on the platform in front of thousands of people so that you can teach and motivate your audience, enriching and empowering them to lead fulfilling lives. And now, here's your host, Wendy McNeil.
Hi there, this is Wendy McNeil with Charlie Jane Speakers, and thank you for listening in to this podcast. Today I am going to talk about using LinkedIn as a speaking lead magnet. Okay? First of all, I want to say do not sell on LinkedIn. It's considered spammy, and you're just going to have people unfollow you, and you really are going to take a chance at ruining the credibility you work so hard to build. All right? It's just a great way to avoid selling is just to ask and answer questions. Okay. I'm often asked, how do I find speaking jobs? You know, it's a combined effort of research, building relationships, networking, marketing, and building your speaking platform. The stronger your platform, the more doors of opportunity are going to open. Okay. There's not just that one magic thing. There's not. You know, there's not that magic thing to find leads or bookings. It's a combined effort of many things and doing those many things regularly, okay? Even daily. Speaking is a business and should be treated as such. All right, now LinkedIn is even part of my strategy. You know, I consider it part of my networking, building relationships, and marketing all together inside a professional platform. LinkedIn offers you enormous opportunities to connect with the people who have the power to hire you as a speaker. And LinkedIn gives you ungated access to your target market. This is awesome. Okay. Here's a simple strategy to using LinkedIn for a speaking lead magnet and to kind of help you expand your reach. So first, I want you to make sure that your profile is complete. Okay, this is very, very important because people are going to go back and they're going to look at your profile. So you want to make sure it has a very clear message showing them exactly what you do. Don't cause any confusion here. All right, include your speaking topic specialties and whatnot, but check your profile before you start doing any of this. Next, I want you to seek out groups, that are really in alignment with your message. In that group, you're going to find associations and organizations that you can join. All right. I want you to be helpful. I want you to like their posts. I really just want you to take some time to do this. Okay. Don't rush through it. You know, share resources and just be present and participate. Okay. Without expecting anything in return, you know, people are going to notice this when you're helpful and they're going to visit your profile. They're going to want to learn more. I want you to list companies and, organizations and associations that you would really like to work with, okay? It's kind of like a wish list, if you will. Make it a long list, all right? Now, if it's not long, do your homework to find organizations in alignment with your message and just really get creative here. Then I want you to find the organizations on LinkedIn, and I want you to follow them, all right? There's a yellow button that says follow when you find that company. Just click the follow button. And I think on the iOS phone, it is blue, if I recall. Now, each business lists its employees who work for that organization. Okay, now you have to do your research here. So I want you to sift through the employees that work for this association or work for this organization. Look for persons most likely to hire you, you know, or that could direct you to the decision makers. All right. To connect with individuals who work at an organization, find the section that tells you how you are connected, you know, by the first, second, or third degree. And if you have a second degree connection, make sure that you touch base with your mutual first degree connection and reintroduce yourself. You know, if you're only acquaintances, I mean, like, nothing is worse than name dropping someone who doesn't remember you. And if you have a good relationship with the mutual connection, ask them for a direct introduction, all right? To connect to second level connections, All right, briefly explain when you want to connect. You know, here's a hint, something about your mission that you share with them. All right, and who you know in common, if anyone. The key here really is to eventually connect with people in the company that have the power, like I said, to hire you as a speaker. And lastly, be patient. This does not happen overnight, okay? This is about building relationships, and it just doesn't happen overnight. So remember, this isn't about selling. It's about serving, okay? Let me say that again. This is not about selling. It's about serving, all right? And these same steps actually can be used to get you in front of the media. So instead of companies and organizations, figure out an escalating chain of media appointments, you know, starting smaller and local to get warmed up. And then, you know, just work your way up to the larger venues. This is an easy habit to get into, all right? Just spend a few minutes a day responding to posts and asking for connections. I recommend you doing it yourself, because really you're going to know what to look for. However, if your time is limited, you can outsource research to an assistant. You know, they can make you a nice spreadsheet of some potential buyers but I really think that you should spend the time asking for the connections yourself. All right. Be original. You know, I don't want you to use that default connection message that LinkedIn already has for you. You know, make up something zippy and unique and personalize it to the contact. But whatever you do, do not be lazy, because you do not ever want to be perceived as being lazy. I want you to be brief, be professional, polite, and personalize it with the first name. And please, 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 please double check the spelling and make sure that you are spelling their name correctly. And if there's room still in that message box, mention something you have in common, you know, something that you're grateful for, or maybe you were inspired by from their profile, and tie it back into why you'd like to be connected. Okay? I want you to reach out once you've built a good connection and you've established your trustworthiness, transition to an offline conversation. Okay, because now you're going to pick up the phone and you're just going to start chatting. You know, get their email address so you can continue conversation. There's many ways of finding a person on LinkedIn who can hire you, but you have to take the time. You know, take the time and make the effort and commit to doing it. You know, just one day, not just one day. You know, just not one day. You have to do it several times in a week on a regular basis. And if you commit, LinkedIn can become a speaking magnet for you. And that is it for this podcast. And if you want to learn more about Charlie Jane, please visit us at www.charliejane.com. And we do have a free guide on 21 ways to increase your paid speaking gigs over there. You can stop by and grab that on the site. Have a great day.